Environmentalists honor today as Earth Day. The observance began in 1970, and different people mark the day in different ways. The Firesign Theater is a quartet of humorists whose work we present from time to time. For them, Earth Day is an opportunity to preserve pockets of surrealism on the planet.
Oh, we hear a lot these troubled days about patriotism. Say thank you for that. But what must we do now to prove ourselves a grateful nation unto the administration? How can we say thank you to the leadership committee of the U.S.? Now, I know you've wrapped your car in the flag of our homeland and glued the Don't Tread on Us sticker in the window behind the gun rack. You say the Pledge of Allegiance in the revised standard version before breakfast and important business and social meetings. Thank you. You identify yourself completely with the rigid and authoritarian hierarchy of the military-industrial complex. Yes. You mingle your local church, synagogue, or mosque as deeply as you can into the politics of fundamental rights and freedoms, and that's right. You know that nothing is a matter of opinion, and you pray, say thank you, for affirmative answers to what you think is right already. Yes. And still, many of us simply can't be patriotic enough, but most of all, what can we say to him? Well, dear friends, let him hear you love him, that's all. Write a letter to him at the White House in Washington, D.C. and say, Mr. President, I love you, and I feel good now, like you said you did after you started your war, and I feel prideful and important and full of brass tacks just like you do, sir. And I say thank you. Because I know freedom is a bush on fire. Give us a light, and we'll follow him anywhere. Thank you. This is Brother Bill Barnstormer. Well,
that Barnstormer sure can put words together and take them apart, too. Hello, Mutton Smut's frontline online store, Mutt speaking.
Well, I know that. It's Smut.
Oh, what do you want?
Well, I'm just down to the cyber warehouse here, cleaning out from President's Day. What are we going to do with a whole gross out of boiled plastic peanuts? They must have been here since Jimmy went back to Georgia.
Oh, I don't know. I got my drawers full of Desert Storm trading cards, Watergate stamps, Clinton Bush impeachment sweats. One size covers everything.
And look, there's a whole shelf full of Ike rhinestone earrings and Mamie Moo Moo.
Yeah, nobody even knows what Moo Moo means anymore, Smut.
Well, sure they do. They call it the Boston Burka now.
Yeah, but speaking of patriotic items, did you recognize any of the mugs on that new deck of wacky Iraqi face cards?
only the fellas with mustaches.
Well, they all have mustaches, even the ladies. I'll just put them with the battling Bush hand puppets and this 9,000-year-old Babylonian gold necklace that just come in from Ur.
Yeah, that's a pricey item. Look, I really called you because there's a box of teddy bears that been returned from the Billville Nursery School.
What?
But get yourself online and take a look at the email from Ms. Applesauce.
Oh.
Now, she's pretty stoked.
All right. Yeah, trouble with this dang computer is it don't have the good, healthy sound effects of our old-fashioned cash register.
You mean ka-ching?
Ka-ching! Okay, I got it. To Mooter and Smoots. Well, that's upsetting.
Well, it's kind of up now.
I was shocked, horrified, and litigious when I opened a box of your teddies to give them to our preschoolers as spring festival gifts, only to find a collection of dirty clothes.
Well, they're from our victorious Hollywood collection, Mutt. Now, instead of teddy bears, these were bear teddies in nude mesh.
With spaghetti straps and raggedy edge stitching. Oh, that poor lady. As I dug deeper, she writes, I discovered a mod open hip thigh high peekaboo tank with low rise flat fit wide leg hipster hot shorts.
And sexy mules. I bet you never met up with a sexy mule, now did you, Mutt?
Oh, never mind about that. I also uncovered a duster-length, semi-precious, asymmetrical push-up dangle dress.
Oh, my goodness.
With matching eardrops and a snap crotch.
Oh, now stop reading, Mutt. You're going to hurt yourself. Look up there now. It's got the catalog foldouts up on your screen.
Mercy me.
Can you imagine that nice reserve Miss Applesauce find an assortment of tango panties?
With low-rim boy-leg gartinis?
Is that with olives or onions?
And a corset style top with a mermaid hem and extra bones.
Oh, you must be making that up.
No, it's right here in the ladies' email.
We have finally, on the bottom,
several moleskin halter tops with lace-up fronts, wasp waists, and crinkle-top zip flies
over
a faux suede pencil skirt with a side slit and a back
zip.
Woo-wee!
I ask you, Mutt, how did this human error happen in our completely virtual warehouse overflowing with extra gigabytes?
Well, Smut, I don't know, but it seems to me Ms. Applesauce must have got the order that was supposed to go to the Pagan Earth Day Festival over in Elmertown.
Well, why'd she return the box empty there?
Well, let's see what she wrote here. Ye boy, sure do know what a working girl needs to enjoy on her day off. And don't worry about them toddlers none. They're going to go recycling instead.
I guess the pagans will have to worship their teddy bears.
Well, that sounds mighty earthy to me.
You've got mail.
Uh-oh, incoming from Hopi Land. Subject, words to the wise.
Oh, look, there's an MP3.
Is that a weapon?
Well, why don't you just unload it and find out?
Well, I better.
You have been telling the people that this is the 11th hour.
Now you must go back and tell the people that
this is the hour.
And there are things to be considered.
Where are you living?
What are you doing?
What are your relationships?
Where is your water?
Know your garden.
It is time to speak your truth. Create your community. Be good to each other and do not look outside yourself for the leader.
This could be a good time.
There is a river flowing now very fast. It is so great and swift that there are those who will be afraid.
They will try to hold on to the shore. They will feel they are being torn apart, and they will suffer greatly.
The river has its destination.
The elders say we must let go of the shore, push off into the middle of the river, keep our eyes open and our heads above the water.
See who is in there with you and celebrate.
At this time in history, we are to take nothing personally.
Least of all ourselves.
For the moment that we do, our spiritual growth and journey comes to a halt.
Hey, the time of the lone wolf is over.
Gather yourself.
Banish the word struggle from your attitude and your vocabulary.
All that we do now must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration.
We are the ones we've been waiting for.
We are the ones
The Firesign Theater, Phil Austin, Peter Bergman, David Osman, and Phil Proctor. Their latest CD is All Things Firesign. For more about the Firesign Theater, visit our website, npr.org.